No worries, thank you.
Congratulations, coach of the Wynyard Cricket Club. You're excited about the season ahead?
Yeah, it's not long, only 2 weeks left, so really exciting.
And tell us a bit about your background. I know there was a newspaper article going back a few weeks ago, etc., but for those people who don't know what your background is, can you tell us where you've played cricket and what your experience is?
Actually, I'm from Sri Lanka, and I played for first-class cricket in Sri Lanka a few years, and after that I decided to come to overseas and get some experience, and somehow, first I came to 2012 to Sydney to play Charlton District Cricket Club, and after that again came to Melbourne, and 2017 I decided to come to play Tasmania, so I came to Longford Cricket Club and I play 3 years over there, and we won premierships, and last year I decided to play in Launceston. We won a premiership after 10 years. After that, Chris Sharman asked me to come and help with the club as a head coach, and I thought, all right, because I like to, you know, go and help the community, and I thought this is a different part of Tasmania, so I came here to do my best, yeah.
Hmm. So what have the numbers been like at training?
Yeah, they're pretty well at the moment. Woody also finished, so everyone start coming to training and good numbers at the moment.
Delan, what about some new recruits? Who have you been able to attract to the club this year?
Actually, we have a few Pakistan fast bowlers at the moment. And this year, Isaac Paul and Bovi are not playing because of their work, busy with work. And hopefully we... Bobby will play after Christmas, and we have few Pakistan fast bowlers, and they're really good, and hopefully they're helping to the club as well, and hopefully they will share their experience and do some good things for the club.
You obviously invited them out to play cricket for Wynyard, so did you make that initial?
Yeah, and I met Salman, one of the fast bowler, and one of my mates playing for Mowbray this year, Vishwa. He's a fast bowler as well, and he recommended this guy, and I talked to him, and yeah, he's happy to play for Wynyard this year and do something different, and he bought another few players, and they really enjoying the practice, and yeah, they will play, and they will do their best, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, and the facilities and the wickets is the wickets always been a pretty good one at Wynyard there. So and the facilities is always there's plenty of nets and all that sort of thing. So how have the guys sort of taken to your message? How have they sort of taken to you as a coach? Do you think everyone's on ball?
Yeah, everyone's in. Actually, at the moment we're doing, you know, that not. The normal practice sessions, we're doing a little bit different stuff at the moment, every day. So everyone like how we're doing practicing, and normally it's a challenging for everyone every day.
Yep.
It's a new challenge and everything, so different things, and yeah, everyone like it.
So as a cricketer yourself, You're an all-rounder, or what's your best suit there?
I'm opening batsman and leg spinner.
Yeah, and have you always opened the batting, Delan, or is it something that you've decided to do since you've been in Tasmania, or are you upper order all the time?
I played as opener from my school time. Mm. So, yeah, I like to open always. Yeah, it's easy for me.
So what type of player are you? Aggressive, or do you like to occupy the crease and sort of accumulate runs?
A little bit aggressive, because I like to get some quick runs and big hits, and I like to control the game. That's what I'm trying every time, because yeah, it's everything is who's controlling in the middle. So I like to control the game. Yeah, that's what I'm trying.
And you've got a nice little ground there, not overly big. So if you do get in and get started, you could score runs pretty quickly. It's always been the way at Wynyard.
Yeah, it's a small ground, but yeah, we'll see.
What about your junior programs, Delan? How are you going with those? Have you got good solid numbers with young kids?
Yeah, and Chandler is the JDO at the moment. Mm. And he organized some junior sessions, and few kids already come into our practice sessions, and they're doing really well.
Yep. Yep. And what about practice matches? I know it's been really difficult to get onto grounds because of the enormous amount of rain that we've had on the northwest coast, but are you going to be able to get a bit of a centre wicket practice match going before the season starts on October 16?
We're trying, but not sure because of the rain, but we're really happy to have a practice match before the season starts. All depend on the weather.
And as the big fellow Greg Sharman, he got a double century last year. He actually probably played some of the best cricket that he's ever played last year. So is he back on board again? Is he going to be a mainstay of your middle order there?
Yeah, definitely. He's a good experienced cricketer. I think he will do a big thing in this year as well.
Yeah,
because he liked to win. Yeah, I think he will do a big thing in this year. Yeah,
it's been a while since Wynyard have won a flag too, I think. So it would be nice for I guess you can't start talking about winning flags at this time of the year, but I guess every team has that aspiration. If you go into the season and you don't think that that you're capable of winning a premiership, it's probably not much use starting it. So I guess that's the main aim, to first of all I guess make the finals.
Yeah. Everyone's hoping to do their best every time, every game. So we also the same, and we like to go step by step. We'll see end of the season. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck. It's getting started, as I said, October 16. I think there's a whole heap of Greater Northern one-day games to kick off the year, and hopefully Wynyard has a successful year. I know they've had a lot of changes there, where they've amalgamated with a country club, and that Myalla, and I think that seems to have worked really well. So all the best for the season, Dylan, and hope you in particular have a very successful year with bat and ball. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you. No worries. Thank you.